This is Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL. I'm Terry Cavanaugh. Today, we're going to visit with Monica Nyman, registered dietitian with the St. Louis District Dairy Council. It is Dairy Month, and a good chance for us to talk about all things dairy, whether it's milk or cheese, yogurt, ice cream, butter, all the things you see in the grocery stores. And you may see some other products, too, showing up in the milk section. But today we're going to talk about, quote, the real deal to help celebrate Dairy Month. And that's why Monica's here. We have a lot of goodies in the studios this evening. So that's going to be kind of fun to explore some of the things that she's brought along as well. So good evening and welcome to the show, Monica. Nice to have you with us.
Hello. Thank you so much for having me on today. I'm really excited about our June Dairy Month topic and to share all of the great information we have with the listeners.
So it's milk the real deal this month, right?
It is the real deal. So we are trying to reach out to people and sort of explain the difference between a lot of those alternative beverages and just bring some attention more with like the nutrition of differences between those types of products. That's what we're focusing on this month.
Let's start with a little history first. Why do we celebrate in June?
Okay, well, first celebrated in about 1937 as National Milk Month. That was a way to help distribute extra milk when the cows started on pasture in the summer months. So for more than 70 years, we have celebrated June Dairy Month. And for us, it's really a time to honor the dairy farmers. They work really hard, not only in June, but every single day of the year to produce very healthy foods for our economy. And it also is a time to remind consumers that milk, cheese, and yogurt all play a really important role in a healthy diet.
Mm-hmm. And talking about that healthy diet, you know, we want to talk a little bit about why milk and milk products are so important to us in terms of a nutritional value.
Exactly. You know, a dairy is really irreplaceable in the diet. It has so many essential nutrients. We call those the 9 essential nutrients. And it really is the number one source of phosphorus, vitamin D, and potassium in the American diet. So I like to use the term nutritional powerhouse. So dairy foods do provide a lot of nutrition per serving for Americans to really help you achieve all of those important things that you need to be consuming every single day for a healthy diet.
Monica, do you find that a lot of people talk about as youngsters they drank milk or had it in their cereal, but they've kind of graduated away from it when they're adults, that maybe nobody's going, drink your milk?
Yes, we do see that, especially as kids get older. And I honestly think one of the reasons for that is just there are so many alternatives. There are a lot of beverages out there. If you go to the grocery store, there are whole aisles full of different kinds of drinks that people have as options. And I think that, you know, as kids get older, they start to kind of experiment with different things or maybe what their friends are drinking, you know, before school or after school. So there just really is a lot more opportunity for them to be drinking other products besides milk. So, you know, one of my jobs as a registered dietitian is to really remind people about the health benefits of dairy and the importance of getting in 3 servings of dairy each and every day.
Mm-hmm. There are many people, though, that, you know, have a lactose intolerance. We hear more and more about it, especially in the last decade. And it seems like the dairy industry has tried to accommodate them. How so?
Well, first of all, with lactose intolerance, it's really the inability to digest that lactose enzyme. So the first and best thing that you can do is to purchase lactose-free milk. It comes in all different flavors that you can get at the grocery store. So that's probably the best thing that people can do. But a few other tips that we give people. Number one is you can consume smaller amounts, which are generally a lot more well-tolerated. And the other thing is that yogurt and cheese generally have a little bit less lactose in them. So those are more tolerated. And then the last tip that I give people is when you combine foods together, it takes a little bit longer for digestion to occur. So typically if you maybe eat yogurt with some granola on it or some fruit, when you're mixing that dairy food with another food, you generally are able to tolerate that better. So instead of completely eliminating dairy from your diet, even if you have lactose intolerance, you're missing out on all of those nutrients if you're not including dairy foods. So trying the lactose-free products, combining the foods together, and then eating smaller amounts of them are all tips that we give to people who may have that condition.
I guess when you talk nutrients, I think to myself, Okay, where does butter and ice cream fall on this scale? Both are well liked, but there's alternatives to both of those as well.
There are, and you know, butter and ice cream, you know, I'm a mom and I'm a dietitian, but I always tell people it's everything in moderation. Butter is a very simple food. It has minimal ingredients in it, so that's why a lot of people would choose butter over some product that has a lot of artificial ingredients with fillers and things like that. So if you're using a small amount, it's not something that you're going to eat a ton of every single day. And the same thing with ice cream. Ice cream is a dessert. It has a lot of calories in it for a very small amount, but it's not a food that you have to completely eliminate just because it has sugar in it. Everything in moderation. So, you know, you can portion that out smaller. You can get small ice cream desserts at restaurants. Everything will fit into your diet as long as you're just balancing it out.
We're talking with Monica Nyman, registered dietitian for the St. Louis District Dairy Council. We're going to pause for just a moment, and we'll continue with our discussion right after these messages.